In this bulletin, health authorities address the challenge of restoring public confidence in Australia's vaccine program. An Auckland airport worker tests positive to COVID-19. And in sport, players and coaches condemn the formation of the breakaway Super League. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Doctors have warned Australia's major coronavirus vaccine challenge is now public confidence. Australian Medical Association President Omar Khurshid says supply issues are no longer the main hurdle in the rollout. Health Minister Greg Hunt acknowledged public confidence has taken a hit, but denied there was widespread hesitancy. While facing a Senate inquiry, Federal Health Department Secretary Professor Brendan Murphy recognised that cases of rare blood clots also resulted in public confidence being damaged. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has called for more data transparency regarding the AstraZeneca vaccine due to links to blood clots.
Issues that have arisen in the last few weeks with confidence and around the AstraZeneca vaccine and limitation in the population, that has led to clearly some vaccine hesitation and some changes to the program.
Just a day after the opening of a trans-Tasman travel bubble between Australia and New Zealand, an Auckland airport worker has tested positive to COVID-19. Kiwi health authorities say the person is isolating at home and contact tracing efforts have begun. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says this person has been vaccinated against COVID-19 and regularly tested as part of their job at the airport.
All of the signs here pointing very much to the fact that this was a border worker who did work in an environment where they were coming into contact with the planes that are used to transport people from red zones, so from high-risk countries. This was someone who was vaccinated and fully vaccinated quite early on in the campaign. When we opened on both sides, we of course knew that we would continue to have cases connected to our border. We accept that's going to be part of our journey together.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says he's confident New Zealand has the situation under control and that no Australians who travelled there are at risk. The federal government says it's removed two videos from its new online resource on consent and respectful relationships following a backlash. Education ministers and rape prevention advocates criticised the new video campaign, describing it as confusing and cringeworthy. The resources are designed to help teach school students about respectful relationships and sexual consent. Victoria's acting Premier James Molino says he's very disappointed.
It's a big fail. I was pretty disappointed. It was confusing. It was cringeworthy. It just did not hit the mark. And from my perspective as Education Minister, I won't be recommending schools use that resource in Victorian schools. I just think it missed the mark entirely. You know, the feedback I've heard from students is they're just confused about what it's even trying to say.
Fair Agenda and End Rape on Campus Australia said the resources failed to meet the national standards for the prevention of sexual assault through education. Just days away from a global climate summit, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has pledged to protect industry on the road to net zero emissions, potentially by 2050. He also admitted Australia's energy mix will have to change over the next 30 years to achieve the ambitious target of net zero carbon emissions. In an address to the Business Council on Monday night, Mr. Morrison highlighted elites in inner city wine bars as irrelevant to delivering climate change action. Labor's Shadow Climate Minister Chris Bowen hit back at those comments, accusing Mr. Morrison of engaging in identity politics with the aim of causing division. To sport and football, players and coaches have addressed concerns regarding the formation of a Super League. The controversial breakaway league is threatening to split the historic structure of European football. The Super League could be launched as early as next season, rendering meaningless the race for Champions League qualifications that currently involves Liverpool, Chelsea and Tottenham, who are three of the six rebel English clubs. Liverpool captain James Milner says he dislikes the concept and the motivation behind it. Liverpool coach Jurgen Klopp revealed he and his players were not consulted on the decision.
We were not involved in any in any processes, not the players, not me. We didn't know about it. The facts are out there, and now we will have to wait how it develops. I like the fact that West Ham might play Champions League next year. No problem. I don't want them to be honest, because we want to do that, but I like that they have the chance and all these kind of things. So
let's see what the weather's doing for you tomorrow. Fine and sunny in Perth, a top of 25. A couple of showers about in Adelaide, 18 degrees. It'll be a cloudy day, 15 in Melbourne. Much the same for Hobart. In Canberra, fine weather, a top of 17. Sunny for you in Wollongong, 20 degrees. Much the same for Sydney and Newcastle, tops of 22. In Brisbane, sunny as well, 23. Rain for Cairns and 28. And cloudy in Darwin, 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS Newsroom.